Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remember, Natty Neidhardt in studio. We'll have some fun with her coming up at 1:20. Get her perspective on all this and also talk about her life in the wrestling ring with her new book out, The Last Heart Beating. So there is a, speaking of books, I mean, Jeff Passan, you got to see this, the article here, BT. It goes over everything. Obviously, I don't have enough time to read it throughout the course of the show. We were doing a show, but I'm getting a little bit of the cliff notes from it that it pertains to us. Okay, so the first little note, as of now, Jeff Passan of ESPN, you got to check out his article. It is on ESPN.com, Passan's MLB offseason preview, every signing or trade that he could see this winter.
I'll get 90% wrong. Keep going.
But yeah, I was going to say, doesn't mean it's gospel, but you have to admit, Passan, for what he does, is as good as anybody out there.
I would agree. Okay. He's a little dry for me, a little boring for me,
style-wise.
Well,
that's a different story. I'm talking
about
info.
Great info.
I'm talking about the information. Yep. First and foremost, both as of now, according to Passan in this article, the Mets and Yankees are both in on Kyle Tucker.
Wow. Okay.
As of now.
That's a little interesting to me.
I mean, if you want me to read you the exact thing, again, this is a huge, I'll just read you. It wasn't a big thing, but just saying as of now.
Okay.
He also references the Mets potentially stealing away Schwarber from the Phillies. But again, nothing concrete there.
Real quick on the Tucker thing, you'd have to almost, while my reaction was that of surprise, I don't think he'll be a Yankee, nor do I think he'll be a Met, but I guess you've got to do your due diligence in the event that the Yankees lose Bellinger and maybe he goes to the Dodgers and the Mets don't get Bellinger. You got to at least throw a line in the water with Tucker's reps to let them know, hey, we're here. We're kind of interested. So,
all right, I'll read you the paragraph here. Though Tucker makes sense for a Dodgers team in need of a productive outfield bat, sources said their interest is more likely to be on a high-dollar, shorter-term deal. Well, if that's the case, then you would think Tucker's not going to do that. Anyway, top free agents, particularly those Tucker's age at 29, rarely sacrifice years for dollars. Okay, he's confirming what I'm saying here. Tucker's desire, here we go. So he calls the Dodgers a longer shot. Tucker's desire to win will be a guiding principle, keeping the Yankees and Mets, despite the presence of their MVP caliber right fielders, Judge and Soto, in the mix for the time being.
There's
at least a lot
decent
there.
Okay. News to start.
Now some of the more intriguing stuff. This is what I found fascinating here. The Mets are in on Devin Williams. And they also are trying to pair him with Diaz. Quote, Williams has suitors from coast to coast, though the Mets are mulling the opportunity to sign Diaz and Williams to head up a bullpen in need of a total restructure.
What's your first reaction? I watched some pitch for my team. You like it?
I want him.
Have him in the eighth inning?
The thing about, well, I said this before, I don't think he's a good fit for the Yankees. Although if they brought him back, I wouldn't go nuts about it. I think he's a better fit for the Mets. And I respect what Williams did in New York in year one because he dealt with almost all of it. He was given the opportunity right from the get-go, lost the opportunity, worked his way back, got it again, faltered a little bit, but was able to right the ship and handle adversity in New York in real time, going through it on the mound. So, and I would expect to bounce back here. Again, bullpens are fickle. I'm not overpaying for him, but the idea of a Diaz-Williams bullpen, Yeah, I'd sign me up for
you
that.
You should, and don't forget the, as you know, the familiarity. Stearns Brewers obviously knows his makeup, knows what he's all about there. He's proven that, you're right, he can battle back from, you know, some rough stuff in the New York market. Wouldn't be bad for the Mets. I don't need him back on the Yankees, but I would take him in the eighth inning and setting up Bednar and setting up Diaz. Yeah, that's good for the Mets if that happens.
I will say my gut feel, and you know, sometimes you think of these things at weird times. I'm just showering, giving thought to what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
I think Diaz is coming back. I don't think there's any way the Mets lose Diaz. I think he, push comes to shove, wants to be here. And I think the Mets are going to give him at least close to what he wants, if not what he wants. I don't think Diaz, it's just the trumpets, the whole thing, whether I think that's nonsense or not. I could see Pete leaving. I don't see Diaz leaving the Mets. I don't think he goes.
What about the insurance? And I've always said, by the way, that I think one of the two is gone. And I think there's more of a chance that Pete is gone. I've thrown out the Red Sox. We'll get to that, I'm sure, as well. What about the thought you sign Williams with the intention to pair him up with Diaz, but if Diaz bounces or bolts, well, now you got Devin Williams to step in.
I mean, I wouldn't want Diaz
security.
I wouldn't want him as my close. I don't think it's a bad thought. I think the idea of pairing them is where would get me excited. The idea of Williams being your primary closer, that doesn't, I'm less excited about that.
As you should be.
I could survive that. Put it this way. If the Mets went and traded for Skubal and signed Bellinger and brought back Alonso, would I be okay with Williams being... And they signed Ranger Suarez, would I be okay with Williams?
You better
well,
be.
I'm just saying, yes, if he's replacing Diaz in that regard, I don't think that they're going to make all those moves. So I would want Williams back in addition to Diaz. And I just, for whatever reason, and this is not based on any insight or intel whatsoever. Sometimes they'll give you opinion based on that and I wouldn't say it. This is just a total gut feel, you know, sifting through some things and doing a little common sense. I would be shocked if Diaz left the Mets. All right, couple more here. There's probably a lot more. I don't even see any Pete notes as of yet, but there are. He goes over every player.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big quote here, though. The Mets are blowing up plenty. It's not just Luis Angel Acuna or Mark Vientos or Brett Beatty, meaning those are the guys that we always talk about they got to get rid of. He references Nimmo and Jeff McNeil that they can also be had. So think about that. The Mets are making Acuna, Vientos, Beatty, Nimmo, McNeil, all available, as they should. It doesn't mean all are going to get traded, but that's the type of mess that I want to see be cleaned up. In addition, Kodai Senga as well, he is, quote, extremely available, and multiple executives expect him to be traded this winter as the Mets look to overhaul their rotation.
See, the Mets aren't at the point where you come in and you throw some nice expensive doorknobs on and, you know, maybe you throw a little, you know, aesthetical pops here and there, a nice little painting. Like, they're not a finished product. I mean, to me, the Mets need to level the foundation of the home. Now, if you do that, the good thing is that you've got, whether it's McClain, obviously a Soto, a good young system, and a lot of money, and desires to get Skubal and others, like, it could be built up to a beautiful home fast, but if they just tweak and just kind of rearrange them, Mets aren't going to win. Like, they have to do this.
I'm just trying to read through this in real time. Okay, he goes over the Boris 3. This is really a great article. I mean, if you care about anything baseball and...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Information, Jeff Passan has you covered on this baseball article for ESPN here. And it's going to take some time to read it, so bear with us here. It goes over the Boris 3, Bregman, Alonso, Bellinger. The Yankees would like a return engagement with Bellinger, particularly if Trent Grisham rejects a qualifying offer. We'll know today. The Blue Jays see him as a perfectly good alternative to Tucker, so the Blue Jays are going to be on Tucker. If not, then they're going to go after Bellinger. The Dodgers, who non-tendered Bellinger 3 years ago, have expressed interest as they pursue the outfield market. Red Sox love Bregman. Alonso's willingness to play designated hitter offers the sorts of avenues for a first base only mindset wouldn't, so that's going to keep things open. Quote, he could stay with the Mets, move up to Boston, bring Cincinnati the big bat it desperately needs, or potentially Baltimore. Those are the teams that he references, saying for all three, the expectation of a big dollar deal is high. How quickly they materialize will shape the winter ahead. So, I mean,
well, and think about this, Sal. It's what, November 18th? I mean, you know, obviously he signed in February, but November 18th, I mean, outside of the Mets, was anybody connected to Pete? We didn't get Toronto till later in the winter, right?
Right.
So now we're throwing four teams around. I think there's a really good chance he's going to be with Boston. But I really think it all.
Can they get Pete and Bregman?
Well, that's where I was going to go.
Like, they should.
I'm going there. Like, I was reading some stuff and I heard some clips from some of the Boston, radio shows yesterday. Like, there's a thought, and I was subscribing to this as well. If they don't get Bregman, well, then obviously it really opens up a door for Pete. You got rid of the Devers money. They've got a window with a lot of young, cheap, interesting players. And we saw against the Yankees, they needed an infusion of pop here. Their lineup is pretty thin, and Pete would be perfect playing at Fenway. But it's the Red Sox, dude. We're talking about like it's the Pirates. You should be able to go Bregman and Pete Alonso. It doesn't seem like they're willing to do that. Now, if Bregman, if we wake up in 3 weeks or a month and Bregman 5 years, whatever, with the Red Sox, then I think Pete returns to the Mets. If we wake up and it's Bregman 5 years with whomever and it's not the Red Sox, then I think Pete goes to Boston.
This is such a big article here. Do we have like an intern who could just give me cliff notes? I can't read this whole thing.
No, we have barely anybody to even cut up the tape.
And if we did have an intern, would you trust him to read the article and come up with the right stuff, him or her?
I like to read stuff for myself.
Yeah,
now,
I know.
You cut up the tape, and I'll trust you there, but I got to read my own stuff.
Well, because we have
unless
the,
you're reading it, which I'm listening
to. I'll give you one more here. Going over the top end free agent starters, Framber Valdez, Dylan Cease, Tatsuya Amai. We've heard about him. Interest in from the Mets, Yankees. Considering the wide swath of teams prioritizing starting arms, the Mets, Cubs, Red Sox, Orioles, Blue Jays are all playing in the top of the market sandbox. So, I mean, at least that's encouraging from a Mets fan perspective. Not that we didn't expect this, but there's thought that David Stearns just doesn't like the high-end starting pitching, especially free agency.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets are playing the high-end sandbox as they should.
Yeah, absolutely. Uncle Stevie's got a little company in that sandbox here. Better to dust off the checkbook, which he's certainly going to do. I would imagine he did a year ago.
And then it's a matter of getting the right one. It's not just playing in the sandbox.
Sure.
You got to make sure you pick the right one there.
Right, let's get the Grisham stuff out of the way. I'm just praying he doesn't resign with the Yankees. Now, I really am. I'm dead serious. The more I think about Trent, I want nothing to do with Trent Grisham, who before last year was basically a 200 hitter with a sub-700 OPS. Now, I know not everybody gets excited about defensive metrics, but 34 home runs, perfect fit, perfect Yankee, he fits well. Dude, I don't envision him. First of all, he's not a leadoff hitter, and you said when this came up a month or so ago, put him seventh. I don't even want him seventh. I want Trent Grisham to bounce. My prediction, he's not going to sign this qualifying offer, which I believe would be great for the Yankees. And I think he's going to get like 4 years between 60 and 70 from somebody. Because if you're Grisham, sure, you made $5 million a year ago, so a $22 million qualifying offer is very good. But there's a good chance there's no baseball next year. So don't you think about that. If he takes the 1 year 22.
Then he's going to have to set out another year.
Exactly. You want to bank whether it's 50, 60, 70 over 3 or 4 years, which he's going to get. As a center fielder, granted, is a little slippage defensively. Somebody's going to overpay for him.
I think
he's back.
I'm sorry, BT.
It's all good.
I think the Yankees made that decision hoping, if not knowing, that he was going to turn it down.
And or insurance for Bellinger, but we won't know about Bellinger before the decision's got to be rendered.
It's just a smart move for the Yankees saying, okay, well, worst case scenario, we get him back at a cost that we think is good to have a valuable center fielder. They could always trade him.
Yeah, they could trade him.
If they needed to. But also doing it with the idea he's probably not going to take it, and why wouldn't we want the draft pick? Like, the risk from the Yankees' perspective is, like you were upset when they offered him the qualifying offer.
Yes.
Because you're like, I don't want this guy back at $20 million a year.
Well, let me tell you the reason why I was upset, because I spoke to somebody with the Yankees and they really didn't know what they were going to do. They didn't know if they wanted to.
Right. So, but why did that make you upset?
Because then when they did it, I mean, the reluctance on their end that was communicated to me, once they offered him, was offset. I didn't want him. I thought, based on the conversation, that there was more a lack of interest than an absolute interest. So when they did it, I'm like, huh, it doesn't jive, more importantly, with what I'm thinking, and it didn't seem to jive with what was initially presented to me.
Who did this, huh?
What is this?
We got Cliff Notes here.
Whoa.
Who did it? You
Hoppy.
Did this? Wait a second. And Hop, you got to come on the air and explain.
This?
How did you do this? You read the Passant article?
No, it's got to be AI generated.
You had some kind of cheat sheet here. This is Cliff Notes. This is great. This is what we need.
This is what Tommy does for the afternoon show.
First of all, Tommy is not that smart to do what I did.
But okay. Yes,
I did go to AI.
Oh, come on. This is an AI thing?
I told you it was AI. Yeah. Yes, Cliff Notes. It's
AI
Cliff
Notes. I
took
the whole article and I put it in there.
There you go.
Well, so you had access to the article. I think it's a pay thing, is it not? Or no?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, but either way, you had access to the article?
I had access to the article.
Well, how then don't you know if it's pay or free?
I've just been logged in. All my accounts are logged in here, so maybe I still have access to it. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, so you took the whole article, copy paste.
Yes.
Put it into AI.
Into Gemini was the one I used.
Okay.
Yes.
Whatever.
And you said what? Condenses to the most pertinent material. How do you actually do that?
I said, give me all the Mets and Yankees bullet points.
Give me the good stuff.
That's all I said.
And it comes out with this.
Look at this. This is it.
Can I tell you? 10 seconds.
Oh, jeez.
See, I'm fumbling around here for 10 minutes trying to sift through an encyclopedia from Jeff Passant. Yeah. You get 10 seconds, you print out the bullet points?
I didn't know you wanted it. I thought you had it open.
You didn't know I wanted it. I thought you had it all prepared.
I understand. I thought you had it all. You've been teasing this for an hour.
Now,
I thought you had it all prepared.
The one thing you would notice, BT, I can't do Cliff Notes like AI in 10 seconds.
We're doomed to society. You're really big picture. Oh, God.
I know. The one thing you would notice is this sheet is dominated by Mets news and notes.
Well, because the Mets have more to do.
Yeah,
so as it should be.
That's what we were saying before, kind of the notes that came in.
Now, hold on, though. I got to finish my thought on Grisham.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. That's all good. So, number one, I think he's vastly overrated. The defense worries me. I don't think he'll replicate in 2026 what he did last year. So, you're paying a premium for a guy who's not that guy. That's just my opinion. But the other thing, you know, I mean, I don't think it would preclude them from also paying for Bellinger. It better not. I mean, how? And it won't, so I'm not even going to go nuts. It won't, but if it did, I'd go nuts. But there's still the Bellinger element. And listen, we can sit here and say, well, Dominguez and Jones. I want an answer on these players. If Grisham comes back, and Bellinger, who I believe will, Belly's in left and Judge in right, here we go again, the same song and dance. Unless you trade Dominguez and Jones or whatever, you know, for a school ball, well, that's different. And maybe they had that up their sleeve. But Grisham, number one, is not as good as people think, and he complicates the future that I'm willing to roll the dice on a little bit. I want to see Dominguez play a little bit more. I do. Now, he might be, I don't think he'll ever be overwhelmed because there was enough evidence that he can at least hang. Now, and I'm not saying he's going to be a star, but I'd like to get more of an answer. I mean, you can't keep kicking him down the road.
Grisham had a big year. Why can't Dominguez play in the minors until you find out what he is?
Well, I think he's past that. Is he? Yeah. I mean, he had 20-something steals. It's not like he hit .210. He had a pretty decent year.
But, BT, that's the problem. That's the problem. What? That's where we fundamentally disagree. You're accepting less than what he was supposed to be. I'm saying I want to get him fully acclimated in the minors. We don't know what position he can play. He can't, actually.
They're not going to put him in center. Okay. Much to my chagrin, but it just seems like they're not going to do that. So I got to get over it.
Why do you think they're not going to do
that? Well, I mean, they don't think that he could play
center,
obviously.
And he could barely play left field. So the idea of him playing center, my point is he doesn't have a position. Well, maybe that's something he can get better at in the minor leagues, just like maybe he can get better at... When you say send him down to the minors, it's like, oh, how dare you consider sending the Martian down to the minors?
I'm not saying you specifically.
I'm saying there's a thought, like, when you send anybody
down.
That's
disrespectful.
To anybody. The Mets send Alvarez down because he wasn't caught in it.
Or even the Volpe conversation we had a year ago.
It's the same thing. I would want to send them down, guess what, to get them better.
Yeah.
So when you bring them up here, you slot them in and away we go. Not let's see what they are at the big league level while you're trying to win a World Series. This isn't Pittsburgh.
Believe it or not, I'm not that fundamentally opposed to what you think. I just don't believe that what he needs to get better at is going to be really properly addressed in the minors. I mean, you know, there's a way to attack the outfield. You know, yeah, sure, you want to see the ball off the bat in game situations, but you could replicate some pregame stuff and, you know, slice the ball. The way they hit fungos, you could get a sense of if he could at least play left field a little bit on a slightly better than rudimentary level. And I'm intrigued by his speed. He's the fastest guy on the team. And I do think there's some blossoming power. Again, I don't know if he's even here. He could be dealt for Kwan, which I'd love. I don't know if he's here. I don't know if he's going to fizzle out. I do think there's another level beyond, you know, what we saw last year. But I'm going to stop there. Not two levels, not three, not four, not superstar, not Martian. I never call him that. You know that. I want an answer. And if Grisham is here, I don't get my answer. That's all I'm saying. BT. I want an answer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.